Hello, operator. This is Rudy Vallee. Will you please connect me with the Dream Shampoo show rehearsal? I think it's Studio A.
Just a moment, please. Hello.
Hello, Webster. I'm upstairs in the executive offices of NBC, Joe Alvin's office, to be exact. Has Katina Paxson arrived yet?
Not yet, Mr. Vallee, but everybody else is here. We're just waiting for you.
Fine. Well, I'll be down in a few minutes. In the meantime, have Frank Duvall take the Mellotones through their number.
Very well, Mr. Vallee.
He must know something,
but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling.
He keeps on rolling along. Do, 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 do. He don't plant taters. He don't plant cotton. And then my plants
is soon forgotten, but old man River,
he just keeps rolling along. Rudo,
you and me, we sweat and strain. Body's all aching and racked with pain.
Tote that barge, lift that bale. Take a little drink and you land on the clink. I get weary and sick of trying. I'm tired of living
and fear of dying, but old
man River, he just keeps rolling along.
And they pray that they'll pass through the pearly gates on that happy judgment day.
There ain't no rest for the darkie. He's a weary soul, they say. So he lifts his voice and the world rejoices
when he sings the spiritual at the end of day.
Old man River, that old man River, he must know something, but he don't say nothing. That old man River, he just keeps rolling along. Can't you see that river calling? He pulls bad taters and he don't plant cotton.
Can't you hear that river? Can't you hear that river?
Oh, God.
Can't you hear that river?
Can't you hear that river?
River,
river,
river. You and me, we sweat and strain. Body's all aching and racked with pain.
Don't look up and don't look down.
Don't do anything to make the boss man frown. I get weary and sick of trying. I'm tired of living and feared of dying. But old man River, he just keeps rolling along.
Look out, Van Dan. Don't stick your head in that door. Don't you know the Rudy Vallee rehearsal's going on in there?
Oh, I was just taking a little peek.
Well, do a little less peeking and start doing a little more working.
Excuse me, boys. Would you mind letting me through?
Not at all, Mr. Vallee. Not at all. You know something? That Mr. Vallee tipped me yesterday.
No. How much did he give you?
I ain't saying. But I spent it to get a newspaper, and I didn't have to wait for no change.
You know one thing, Mantan? I'm going to quit this job.
Quit?
Yeah.
What is the matter with you? You're always talking about quitting. What's the matter with you?
I'm a sick man, Mantan.
Sick? You always complain about something that you ain't got and you couldn't have even if you had it.
Mantan, I got it.
You got what?
Well, it's a kind of a feeling that starts up...
Oh, I had that once. A kind of a feeling that starts right along...
That's it.
Well, what are you doing for it?
Well, I saw myself a doctor... And he gave me a bottle.
Don't take them, they'll kill you. Who was the physician that prescribed that for you?
A doctor is out here.
He ain't no good. The doctor you want is a doctor to live up here?
I had him.
Well, now, in that case, what you need is one of them cutting doctors. A sturgeon. A man that will cooperate on you. One will take his knife and make a cut in.
I had mine taken out last year. You see, I thought maybe...
Oh, it couldn't be that. Why don't you try some of those pills that my brother took when he was suffering from what he called when he was out
there? Was he out there?
Sure.
I thought all the time, your brother...
He did, but he come back.
Yeah, what's he doing?
He's working.
Where is he working?
He's working down here for a man, and they paying him a salary.
That ain't no money at all. Of course, I guess he's...
You got him wrong. You got him wrong. The boy's going to get married.
No.
Yeah, he's going to marry the daughter of...
She's a nice girl. Well, wait a minute.
Hmm?
Let me tell you something.
What's that? Hmm? What is it?
One time I heard...
That was her sister. I'm keeping company with her.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been keeping company with her now ever since.
I didn't know you'd been knowing her that long.
Sure.
I thought all the time
he
that was...
He was, but I cut him out.
Oh, man, then that's funny. I was talking to her dad yesterday.
Yeah.
And the first thing I know...
That was your fault. Now, what you should have done was...
I did.
See that, Ben?
What?
That's why I like to talk to you.
Yeah.
Because me and you seem to agree with each other.
We sure do, don't we?
Yeah.
Manton.
Yeah?
Why don't you come up to my house and have dinner sometime?
Have dinner with you?
That's right.
Up to your house?
That's right.
Where's you dodging rent now?
I live out
I
here
got
on...
I'd rather live in that house. I'll be there...
I won't be home then.
When will you be home?
Well, now, the best time to catch
that
me...
That suits me. What hour?
Anytime between...
That's a little early, but I'll dig
I'll be looking for you now.
Have a telephone.
Keep in touch with
I'll
me.
I'll revive. Once more.
One of the loveliest of songs from my treasure chest of memories, one that I brought back from London in 1925, tinged with the tragedy that the composer knew that even as he wrote of all these things he loved, that in a very short time he was to lose them. I Love the Moon. To love, so easy to idolize, all others above, so worth the yearning for. Yes. Girls, when a fellow starts telling you things like that, you can be pretty sure that he's playing for keeps. If you want some special man to feel that way about you, remember this. You've got to be easy on the eyes before a man finds you so easy to love and idolize. Nothing so much for a girl's looks as glamorous shining hair, that kind of hair that sparkles with highlights and gleams with luster. That's why you ought to use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner every time you wash your hair. You'll get a combination of beauty advantages found in no other shampoo.
Dreen actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo.
Dreen with hair conditioner never leaves any dulling film, as all soaps do, to hide the natural luster of your hair.
Why, it brings out all the shining beauty.
And now that this new improved Dreen contains a marvelous hair conditioner, it leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, easier to manage right after shampooing. No other shampoo, not a soap in the world, leaves your hair so lustrous and yet so easy to manage. Only Dreen with hair conditioner. So, girls, for lovely, shining hair that makes it easy for a man to fall in love with you, always use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner.
Rudy Valley Rehearsal, Studio A.
Hello, Miss Webster. This is Edith Gwynn. I'm down at the Hollywood Reporter putting the finishing touches on my column.
Aren't you coming over to rehearsal?
I can't possibly make it. But I've got all the items I'm going to do on the air tonight right here. Will you take them down, please?
All right. I'm ready, Miss Gwynn.
Sonia Henney is supposed to make a skating tour of the United States as soon as she finishes It's a Pleasure, her latest picture. But don't be surprised if she cancels that tour and makes a beeline for Hawaii. Her husband, Captain Dan Topping, telephoned her from Honolulu the other night and begged her to come on over to the islands and do some personal appearances there instead. Sonia hasn't made up her mind.
Okay, got it.
Someone else who can't make up his mind is Niven Bush, who wrote the bestseller, Duel in the Sun. First he wanted to borrow Veronica Lake to play in it, then Sylvia Sidney. But I predict that when it goes before the cameras, Betty Jane Greer will be the star.
Well, what's in the gossip department?
Jane Hamilton, who once had a movie contract at the RKO studio, is divorcing her husband, Bill Hollingsworth. And I think she will marry movie star Alan Curtis when she is free. And another marriage in the offing is that of Martha Kemp Mature, divorced wife of Victor Mature, who will waltz down the aisle with Dr. Maynard Brandsma. He's a well-known Beverly Hills physician. And I have something for the sports department, too.
What could that be?
Well, Tallulah Bankhead, who has always said she couldn't even hold the racket and who never gets out of bed until mid-afternoon unless she has to work, has been playing tennis like mad lately, and guess with whom?
Well, whom?
With Katherine Hepburn and Garbo, that's whom. And tennis champion Bill Tilden is around most of the time coaching. And believe me, the games are slightly hysterical.
Anything else?
That's about all, except that Artie Shore, who is putting on a big campaign for the affection of Ava Gardner, will have to do some mighty fancy tooting, because he's outflanked on one side by director Mervyn LeRoy and on the other side by producer Howard Hughes. And when I hang up, tell everybody to start leveling off their rooftops now, because Randolph Scott, Cary Grant and Johnny Mascio, he's Constance Ward's husband, are forming a company to make helicopter planes as soon as the war is over. Well, so long. Gee, you're lucky to have Katina Paxinou on the show this week. I can't describe the wonderful quality she has, but the Greeks have a word for it. Bye-bye.
An old friend of mine, as I told you, the son of the president of Nicaragua, a West Point graduate, a man who's made music his life, who I've known and enjoyed and admired for some 20 years, one of the finest concert artists in the world, is going to play a little something first at the piano and then give us some of his views on the philosophy of music. The one and only Don Zelaya. Take it, Mr. Zelaya. It's all yours. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was magnifico, Senor Zelaya.
Muchas gracias.
You think of the Yale Collegians.
Way back.
Iowa, 1926.
That's correct, Rudy. There's only one thing that worries me. I've been away for 2 years, Rudy. No, I've been working for the Armed Forces of the United States, for the USO, as they call it. And when I returned here, I found something very strange. You know, everybody's in a hurry. I never saw people in such a hurry in my life. They eat in a hurry, they drink in a hurry, they sleep in a hurry, and they make love the same way. I never saw anything like it. The speed, and you're living in a crazy age today. This is the boogie boogie business. Everywhere you go, baby, give it to Papa. I like a little bit of that stuff, and I don't like it all the time. Even the way they make love. Oh, no more romance. Everything is cold turkey. And I don't like cold turkey. I like my chicken hot. Even the way they neck. I notice how they change. A few years ago, when we necked, it took our time. It was slow but sure. The way they neck today, they manhandle you ladies. Just as soon as they see you, wow, baby. You look good to me, kid. What school do you go, sweet cookie? Even the way they kiss, have you noticed? The way people kiss each other. A few years ago, the ladies were very wise. When they kiss you lightly in the lips, like this, look. And then she runs away and you chase. Come on, baby, give it to me. The way they kiss today, one kiss, finale. They look at each other. They don't kiss, they bite. You come out with a lump in your face, all cut up. Yes, they even kill it where I come from. I was telling Rudy, I come from Nicaragua. Right near the Panama Canal, we used to have the old Spanish custom. That was tough for us. We didn't even have a chance to hold hands in a parlor with a beautiful girl. There would be 4 and 5 people there watching you. The only time you could see a girl alone was to come under the veranda at 12 o'clock at night and sing, ay, 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 cantas y no llores, porque cantando cielito lindo se alegran los corazones. She'll stick her head out of the window, throw your kisses, that's as far as you could get. Try now. You go down there like a full romantic with the moon shining bright, and you sing, la cucaracha, ya no puede caminar, porque le falta, marihuana que fumar. She'll stick her head out, so don't be a fool, come up. Oh, they change, yeah? Look, let me show you why 80% of the public like boogie boogie. I discovered it. I was trying to tell Rudy. That's why I wanted to come over and see him. I discovered you got in your physical body 7 whole tones, identical like music. You got do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si. Let me show you the type of music that affects some of these notes. And this is why some people like this and the others like that. It's the way you develop here. Mr. Barnett, will you play for me the type of music affects the first note we got in the body? Notice the tempo? That's very cute. But you notice? It never changes the tempo. Every boogie boogie, jazz, and swing has got that same tempo stuck to it. Now listen to it. Play it again for me. 1, 2, 2, 1. 1, 2, not even 3. Now, where do you suppose that catches you? Right at the end of the spine. You got a little vertebra that connects it with the hips. And when it starts that, ta-da, la ti ti ta ta, you got it right there. That's why this business, see? It's got nothing to do with your brain. Everything is right there. So remember, whenever you hear anybody says, I don't like good music, give me a little jazz. That's what's the matter with them. So wiggle at it. I'll prove it to you. I'm going to take you to one more note. The fourth note you got in the body. That's the heart. That's what we call love music. That's when your mothers took every one of you in this lovely audience when you were little tiny brats. I mean kids, I'm sorry. She took you in her arms and she sings you to sleep with only one kind of music, a lullaby. You never heard a mother use jitterbug to a kid? I never did. I'll show you what I mean. I'll make a little ragdoll baby here for you. Show you what a mama does. That's the head, and this is what follows. You notice the mother uses the left arm to hold a baby, you know why? Next to the heart. And she takes her right hand and she puts it under. There's a reason for that, too. Play me a lullaby, will you, Barnett? See, that's the cradle. And a baby don't know a thing about music, but they'll feel that. Beautiful vibration. Thank you very much. Now, picture in your mind a mother with a kid trying to put him to sleep with the first note we got in the body. Ah! Come on, Phil, get hot. Ah, don't pay attention to me. I'm just only trying to make you laugh. Thank you, Mr. Valley. I hope I see you again. I want to go and see more sights in Hollywood. Thank what you. A sight.
Here is Miss Katina Paxinu, Mr. Valley.
Welcome, welcome to the Dream Show, Miss Paxinu. As you enter these portals, it was all the glory.
Nobody asks you your advice. You think I'm an old woman, huh?
Sit down.
Many things tie me. And one of them is to be old and ugly. And another is to see panic in the face of a boy when I say as a joke I might kiss him.
That could not happen.
What do you know of it, you with your face and your English? I have an evil temper today and I'm jealous. How foolish. I'm an ugly old woman, but I love you very much, child.
I love you, too, and you are not ugly.
Go on, I'm not ugly. I was born ugly. You know how an ugly woman feels. You know what it is to be ugly all your life and to feel in your heart that you are beautiful.
You are beautiful.
Try to use your head and not your heart and listen. I'm telling you things of much interest. Does it interest you in less?
Maria's right.
Two of a kind. You are a prize for any woman if you'd ever let go of yourself. And this one is a gift to any man. If she could cook a little better. Give me a cigarette and listen. Life is very curious. I would have made a good man, but I am all woman and all ugly. Yet many men have loved me. Is that strange?
I don't think you're ugly.
Don't lie to me. Or has it begun to work with you too, huh? Huh? No. Look, I am ugly. Yet one can have a feeling here that blinds a man while he loves you. He thinks you are beautiful. And one day, for no reason at all, he sees you ugly as you really are. And he's not blind anymore. And then you see yourself as ugly as he sees you. And you lose your man and your feeling. Then, one day, the feeling, that idiotic feeling that you are beautiful, grows inside you again. And another man sees you and thinks you are beautiful. Then it's all to do over again. Now I'm past it. But it still might come again. Lift your head, Maria. This silliness is over. I was only jealous of your 19 years. It isn't the jealousy that lasts. You won't be 19 always, huh? You see, I have evil thoughts in glass. If I were 19, I'd take you away from this silly little girl, this cracked head. Even with my ugly face.
Beautiful girl in the world picks my ties out, eats my candy, drinks my brandy. The most beautiful girl in the world, the most beautiful face in the world.
may be simple, but a dimple makes a simple little face the most beautiful face in the world. So shall not a natural kind of wit, she'd shine anywhere, and she hasn't got platinum hair. The most beautiful house in the world has a chimney, and by chimney, beneath that chimney, when my slippers are next to the ones that belong to the one and only beautiful girl in the world. In the world has a mortgage. What do I care? It's goodbye care when my slippers are next to the ones that belong to the one and only beautiful girl in the world.
Girls, how many times have you heard men say, she's gorgeous, she has the loveliest hair? Well, you've never know how much beauty just a shampoo can bring to your hair until you try Dreen with hair conditioner. Suppose you're washing your hair with soap, cake soap, liquid soap shampoo, or any other shampoo except Dreen with hair conditioner. Well, listen. No soap, no other shampoo combines all the beauty advantages this wonderful new Dreen brings you. Dreen reveals up to 33% more luster than any kind of soap, because it never leaves any dulling film on hair, as all soaps do, to hide the shining loveliness. And now that the new improved Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner, it leaves hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. Besides, Dreen completely removes every trace of flaky dandruff the very first time you use it. No other shampoo of any sort combines such luster and such manageability with this complete removal of dandruff. Only Dreen with hair conditioner. So, at the drugstore or beauty shop, always ask for Dreen with hair conditioner, the only shampoo that can make your hair look so lovely.
Well, gang, I think that's about all for now. Anything else, Miss Webster?
Who's going to be on the show next week?
Well, I'd like to have Yasha Heifetz, Betty Davis, Clark Gable, Bob Hope, Nelson Eddy, and Hedy Lamarr.
Oh, are you going to have all those people on the show next week?
No, but I'd like to. Want to do another number, kid? I've got everything right. Well, it's been a rather mixed-up show tonight due to the non-appearance of Doodles Weaver, but still we gave you a vague idea of what you may hear next Saturday evening. At 8:30, if you care to tune into KFI, you'll hear the finished show with our orchestra, of course, and all the little wrinkles and things will be ironed out, but you seem to have enjoyed yourselves, and you have a very cordial audience, and thank you for coming.